This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. The Normal Town Council has approved street work and a cost of living increase for employees as well as other business. On the line and practicing good social distancing guidelines is Mayor Chris Koos of the Town of Normal. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. It's good to be doing this sitting in my own living room.
Don't get too used to it. We hope to have you back in the studio as soon as the present moment passes. There was some objection to the cost of living increase in salary for Town of Normal workers. Council member Stan Nord said he didn't think it was a good look for the town, and I'd like your response to that.
It's something that we have done for a long period of time, and every time we do it, there are people who think it's the wrong thing to do. We feel it's the right thing to do to be competitive for quality employees in the marketplace.
In the present moment, with the coronavirus causing so much economic disruption and with revenues likely to drop for the town, is it something the town should do at the moment, though?
Given the amount of this particular one, which is 0.03%, we feel confident that we can handle that. Now, had it been a much higher number, the issues we're going into today, we might have had a different conversation.
Why not halt it then? Why did you go ahead with it?
We felt it was the right thing to do.
Okay. Councilmember Nord said it would be perceived as a tax hike. Is it and will it?
It is not a tax hike. It was a budgeted item. It's always been a budgeted item. It doesn't require any additional taxes. Councilmember Nord considers any spending taxing.
And he's wrong?
Yes, he is wrong. It is not a tax. It's a delivery of services. You know, given what we're facing today, going into the coronavirus issues things that people have to do as a result. We still have our police on the streets. We still have our fire department ready to respond. We're providing water 24/7. We're picking up garbage. We're providing services to the community, and we're going to continue to do that at the level that people have come to expect.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Mayor Chris Koos of the Town of Normal. Let's shift on to the coronavirus issues. How should the town position itself to respond to the crisis moving forward?
I think what we've set ourselves up to do is to be a point of contact for information that we're distributing from Center for Disease Control, Illinois Department of Health, McLean County Department of Health, keeping people informed as much as possible. We are responding by closing the library, the Children's Discovery Museum. Our offices are closed, although people are working. The offices are closed because we need to do our day-to-day work. It's critical work that the people in the Town of Normal do. And we're just monitoring very closely the situation. There may be more things that we're required to do, and we're going to monitor that.
There's increasingly a strong sign that this is going to have a deep effect on the economy. What is the town's role in cushioning that and in adjusting to it?
You know, we have very little ability compared to the state and the federal government to do things. Much of our income is derived from sales taxes and other taxes resulting to economic activity, state income tax, and we're likely to see those suffer as a result of what's going on in the economy right now. So we're kind of in the same boat as the individuals in our community. We have to see where our revenues are going to end up being and plan accordingly.
Early on, we did not see a lot of movement from the federal government. We're now beginning to see that. But in that absence, we saw states take moves. and make declarations of what we ought to be doing as a society. Should the town government do the same thing on the local level in coordinating information, as you've already said, or in providing relief to those who've lost their jobs, or food distribution, or other things like that?
It's more difficult for us to do. I mean, there are things that we can do creatively. You brought up food distribution. We could certainly help with that issue. Those are things we can do in terms of offering cash to people. We just don't have the capacity to do that.
We're seeing a proliferation of charity efforts. Should the town be a part of coordinating those?
I think the town should be part of assisting, and if those charities want our help in coordinating, we'll absolutely be there to do that. But I don't think it's up to us to be the director of that kind of thing unless people want us to be.
Governor J.B. Pritzker has asked all restaurants and bars to close except for takeout or carryout. We've had some indication in some parts of the country that individual businesses may disregard that kind of order. Should the town enforce that ban?
Yes, we should. This is serious, and if we find people that are disregarding that, we should enforce it.
And how does that look? What does that look like?
Well, I think it looks like how we respond to issues of, police intervention, inspections intervention. I think we meet with that business owner and explain to them that this needs to be done. This is currently the law, and enforce that law.
Has this been talked about, planned for? Are there contingencies in place should that happen?
Well, I think just the day-to-day structure and culture of town government, yes, that's all in place. It's always been in place.
How are you coping with the coronavirus? What are you doing personally?
Because of my age and some medical issues I've had over the past couple of years, I'm kind of hibernating a little bit, although I will be at City Hall a little bit today. I will be in my business today. In my businesses, we're trying to figure out creative ways that I can keep people active and to keep my employees paid.
Will you have to do layoffs in your business, and will the town have to do layoffs?
I don't think the town will have to do layoffs at this point. In my business, we have shortened our hours, and that's, you could consider that somewhat of a layoff, but I'm not considering any layoffs at this point.
What else should you, the mayor, say at the present moment about coronavirus and about how our community should adapt?
I would say that please follow the guidelines. Please take care of yourself. Don't try to second guess this issue. It's a very serious issue. Talk to your friends and family. Do it by Skype if you have to, by phone call if you have to. Days like today, a leisurely walk, get some sun, get some fresh air. But be strong, be confident. I mean, it takes us all to get through this issue. And we all have to cooperate to get through this issue. And I think if we do, we'll be fine at the end of the crisis.
Mayor Chris Koos of the Town of Normal, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after the council meetings. And next week, it will be Mayor Terry Renner of Bloomington. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker.